The next day after school, Polly took Rosie out of the field where the sheep were. "Bring them in," he called to Rosie. Polly pulled his arm back behind him, using the words and signals his father had taught him. But Rosie wasn't in church. He just leapt all over Polly, barking and running around in circles. "Look, Rosie sheep," shouted Polly. "Your job is to push them to the end of the field and through the gate. Watch me." Polly ran around behind the sheep, waving his arms, and they turned away from him and towards the open gate. Suddenly, Rosie overtook Polly and reached towards the sheep. "Yes, good boy," Rosie smiled. "Polly, that's it." "Oh no," Polly smiled, turned upside down as Rosie ran around to the front of the sheep and sent them back towards Polly. Every afternoon, Polly spurs with Rosie, but also Rosie was pale off, angry, and seemed to want to help. He kept running in front of the sheep. This always sent them in the wrong difficult. Polly wondered if Rosie would ever learn to round up sheep. There were only 8 days left until the end of the month. The rope, the dog's ears. "I'll have enough front turned," he said. "Come on, Rosie, let's go and get the eggs for Mom." Polly walked through the vegetables garden and opened the gate that led to the henyard. He stepped past the hens that were clucking around and went into the henhouse to check the nest. He filled his t-shirt with eggs, come back out of the yard and stopped. "Where had all the hens gone?" "Oh no," he groaned. "I must have left the gate open." He ran to the vegetable garden. "Rosie," he cried, "what are you doing?" Rosie was standing ground in front of the hens, which were huddling together in a corner of the vegetable garden. He had rounded them up when they had escaped. If one of the hens tried to move, he hooted it back with his other. Polly stood inside the henyard and yelled, "Rosie, bring those hens back. What will Mom say? You shouldn't ever be in here." Polly searched frantically for somewhere to put the eggs, but when he turned around, the hens were stemming back into the young brook, fishing and clucking. "Then that was exclaimed, Rosie," said Polly. With a sigh of self-pity, Rosie's tail was frozen. "Now we'd better get out of here before Mom and Dad see you."